Good afternoon and welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend with Ed Lulley and Pete McLeod. I'm Ed Lulley. Pete McLeod will be back next week. We're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy, and we thank them for their sponsorship. Hope everybody's having a great day. Today we've got, you know, there have been Bears in Frederick lately, and we've got three of them in our studio right now. We have Coach Sam Mills of the Oakdale Bears baseball team. He's the head coach, and we have two team captains, Max Proctor, pitcher, and he plays third base, and Colby Johnson plays first base and outfield. And welcome, everybody, to the show.
Nice to be here.
Yes, good to be here.
Thank you for having us.
We're happy to have you. And we're delighted that the season's going pretty well. You guys are getting ready for playoffs right now. And why don't you tell us, I mean, you're both seniors. Let me start with Max. Max, where are you going to go next year?
I will be attending FCC for 2 years and then transferring to High Point University or Liberty University to continue my baseball.
They've had a lot of success getting people to move on. They really have. A great team over there. So are you looking forward to that?
Oh, I am very looking forward to it.
Have you gone over and watched any of their games?
Yes, I actually have played against them in the summer for my Legion team.
That's
so
cool.
That's been fun.
Does that give you a little bit of an edge when you get there?
I feel like it does because I kind of know the coach somewhat as well as the players.
Uh-huh. And what do you think of the coach?
I think he's very relaxed and he knows what he's doing because they've had success in the past year. So
I know him. I think he's a great coach. And Colby?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to be doing over the summer?
Well, over the summer, I also play on the same team as Max. We both play for Mount Airy American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
So over the summer, I'll pretty much just be getting ready for college baseball, trying to hit the ground running.
Max, when did you start playing baseball?
I believe when I was about 5 years old. I've been playing it since.
Ever since?
Yep, every year.
How'd you get involved?
My dad showed it. I watched a major league game, the Yankees versus the Orioles, on the TV. And ever since I saw that, I've always wanted to play baseball.
At the age of five?
Yeah.
Wow. Did your dad play?
He actually did. He played up to high school, and then he quit.
Okay. Well, it's a game apparently you can't pick up late in life. If you don't start early, you won't have the coordination you need, right?
Yep. It's definitely got a lot of advancements in hand-eye coordination that most baseball players need to possess to be successful.
And did you ever play any other sports?
I did play basketball. I didn't really get that much into basketball, but I did like to play as kind of a secondary hobby.
Colby, same question.
Probably about the same age, pretty much ever since.
And how did you get interested in baseball?
Well, I tried soccer for about a week. From what my dad said, he said soccer practices and games were on football Sunday, so he dropped that pretty quickly.
So your dad's a big baseball, football fan.
Yeah. He likes watching me play baseball a little bit more, so when mm-hmm. we play on football Sunday, he can get over it.
Is he excited about you playing in college?
Yeah. He's probably more excited than I am.
That's a great honor. It really is for both you guys to be playing because so many people play high school sports, never make it to that next level. And, you know, I was just on the air a little bit on WFMD and talking about Rick Leonard from Middletown just got drafted in the fourth round as an offensive tackle for the New Orleans Saints. And I think it's so cool somebody made it not only just through college because he played Florida State, but make it all the way to the NFL. And you guys, obviously, your goal is to make the big leagues. Is there a team you really like?
My dad said anything other than the Yankee pinstripes.
Ooh, he doesn't like the Yankees, eh? I think he'd forget that if that happened.
Yeah.
Same with Max?
No, I actually like the Yankees.
Ah, so you'd be happy to go there? You're saying this to a teammate.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can pitch against me.
Coach, how long have you been coaching there?
Since we opened, so.
Now you got to think about it. It used to be, boy, that was, you know, like last year. But now how many years has it been?
Eight? That's a question, I think.
It is. I can't believe time goes that fast.
Yeah.
And the Bears have done pretty well athletically and just about everywhere. And you guys have some of the best fans in the county, no doubt about it. And Bears. I mean, Bears in town, Bears on the field. So the Bears are going to be heading into the playoffs soon.
Absolutely.
What's the hardest thing about getting ready for the playoffs?
Finishing the season, especially this year. Well, every year it ends up this way, but that last week we end up with games just about every day, mm-hmm. finishing up our schedule.
Well, when you've had a couple rainouts, right?
A few. It's rained a few times this spring, to say the least. Just trying to get everybody healthy at the end so we're ready to put our best foot forward come playoff time.
And then when playoffs are over and you've got to get ready for next year, you're going to lose these guys. So you're going to have to look for leadership to come in if you don't already have it set up. And you're going to have to look for more talent to try to come in and do what needs to be done. How does that work?
Well, it starts with these guys, the way they kind of set the expectation, how they continued the expectation from the guys before them. They take the responsibility with the younger guys, and we want the younger guys to follow suit with what they ask of them and show them and how they behave and how they handle themselves. Excuse me. This year we've been playing a lot of young guys. We have a good bit of sophomores that have been up and contributing at the varsity level already. And the example that guys like Max and Colby here show, along with the rest of their buddies, kind of carries through. At least it's supposed to. That's the idea.
Okay, now the season's not over, but let me start with you, Max. What's your favorite moment of the season so far this year?
We played Boonesboro, and I pitched. I thought that was probably my best game I've thrown. They're a pretty offensive team, pretty big team. They hit the ball. We knew that going into the game, but I pitched very well against them, held them to, I think, 2 runs. Then we scored 1 run, and then in the bottom of the 7th, I think it was bottom 7?
2 outs, nobody on.
Yeah, 2 outs, nobody on. Rob Wachter hit a tying home run to tie the game. And then I got up with a man on base and hit the game win, or ended up being the game-winning 2-run home run.
So you not only pitched it, but you got to show them at the plate, too.
Yes, sir.
And is that just one of many this year, or over your career, or is that the one that stands out the best?
Yeah, that's one that stands out the best. I mean, I've had some good pitching outings, but I think this one definitely stands out of all of them.
Do you prefer pitching or third base?
I like third base because I like to play infield. I like pitching, but I just like doing more in the infield, being more of a leader in the field.
Playing third base is tough. You've got to have great reactions. Does it help being a pitcher because you can see, kind of figure out what's going to happen with the pitch, where it's likely to go, where it might be hit to?
Yes, I feel like being a pitcher, I see like bat angles, the ball coming off the bat, so I know when somebody's swinging, I can see that at third base, see the bat, if it hits the top part, if it's going up or if it's coming right at me, coming line drive on the ground, stuff like that. It's easier to see that when I've been pitching and see it all the time.
And have you tried to teach that to the kids coming up behind you?
It's hard to teach that. I mean, it's kind of something.
Because you're going to be a pitcher first.
You got to see it. But I've tried helping the younger kids out at third base. I know we got a few sophomores, juniors that are behind me. So trying to help them move into their senior year and do what I...
I always thought the toughest thing about playing infield was grounders.
Oh, yeah.
That most fields are, and I imagine they still are, uneven in spots, and balls can go all over the darn place. Mm-hmm. And as hard as they're hit, that it can be painful at times. So is that still true? Or?
Oh, yes, it's so true. There is so many fields. I can't tell you a field that is actually even and plays well, because all fields don't play well. Like, they all have bounces. They all have hops. But
well, I think if you go to FCC, they get a turf field.
Yeah, though. Well, FCC's got a turf field. But,
so that'll help.
Yes. But besides that, I think just getting your mechanics moving through the ball helps with the hops. So that's what we've been working on at practices, and it seems to be conveying through the game. So,
how long have you been pitching?
I think since I can remember, since I was young, since it was allowed for the kids to pitch, maybe 10 years old, I've always been a pitcher.
I'm not going to ask you what your best pitch is because you haven't got to the playoffs yet, yeah. And I don't want to wise up another team.
Uh-huh.
But Is it hard to master some of the pitches?
Yeah, there's definitely some pitches you have to work on. Bullpens, like curveballs, getting the break you want on it, where to locate it so that it breaks to the right spot, stuff like that. Changeups are always hard to throw. Just knowing that you got to keep the same mechanics, same arm motion throughout all your pitches so that hitters can't pick it up.
I'm going to guess pitching is the harder position.
Oh, yeah.
It is?
To me, it is because I feel like infield's always come naturally to me, but pitching, I've had to work on my location, my speed, my arm, getting my speed and control up.
Colby, I've got to ask you, and almost the same questions, but first base, I think, is really hard to play, too.
Yeah,
And outfield has its issues, but I think it's in a lot of ways it's much harder to play first base. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Infielders usually complain about ground balls having tough hops, but a couple times they'll make a throw to you that you just kind of have to body it up because you don't know where it's gonna bounce. It's either going to bounce straight over your head or skip between your legs, so you got to try.
Well, plus the fact you've usually got a player hurling at you as fast as he can go. Doesn't that make it hard to concentrate?
I mean, you're just trying to get the out, and if you got a quick runner, you got to try to make it the quickest play you can, so you just try to keep your head on a swivel, being know where the ball is going to go.
How long have you played first base?
Probably since I've been playing baseball.
How long have you guys played together?
Probably since high school.
Yeah, probably
beginning of high school.
Yeah. I played against him a few times a little bit before, but we played together since high school.
What's it like to play against teammates that are now? What was it like to play against them and then have them on your team?
I kind of like it because you already know each other, so you quickly kind of bond with each other faster. Especially when you kind of mess with each other, you become a lot closer to them than a few others. I mean, it's just really fun to be able to have some fun with them and make fun of them at times.
What's the weather been like for you guys? I know you had the rainouts, but compared to other seasons, what's it been like? Has it been good, awful, terrible, or typical?
Probably about all three of them. We started with plenty of rain, then it warmed up for about a week, and then it got frigid cold, and now it's pretty hot outside. So
yeah, it did. A couple weeks ago we had snow on a Monday. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah,
it's been a strange spring to me. I've lived here my whole life, so you know it's not that strange. But Maryland's a climate breaker, sort of. We get the northern climate, we get the Midwest climate, and we get the southern climate, and it never seems to be equal. Coach, let me ask you a few questions. But before I do that, I've got to take a break. You're listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend with Ed Lilly and Pete McLeod. Pete will be back next week. And we're talking to Sam Mills, the head coach of the Oakdale Bears baseball team, and Colby Johnson, the first baseman and outfielder, and Max Proctor, pitcher and third base, both senior captains. And we'll talk about what it's like to have their last year, and we'll talk to the coach in a second. We're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy. Coach, you've been doing this for a while now. I think 8 years, if we're right. Okay. And obviously, time goes fast.
It has.
What's been – you started the program.
Well, yeah. I'd argue my first collection of boys did, but
okay.
I was there to see them through it, yes.
All right. I've got to say, most of the coaches I've talked to over the years have told me the same thing. I coached a little bit, and I learned more from the kids than I ever taught them. So has that been true for you, too?
Absolutely. They learned a lot along the way. Some, some things the hard way. But
that's well, the way it goes. Having seen the program develop over the years, what was the toughest thing to get going with the program?
Buy-in. Getting all the kids to pull in the same direction. Believe that the things we're preaching are the way to play the game and to have them do it that way. That's probably one of the reasons this year's been so refreshing. We've had better records in the past, but this is a fun group to be around. They buy in, they pull in the same direction.
Now you played baseball.
I did.
And how does that translate from the experience you had as a player to now you're coaching?
I think the most direct translation is that I find myself saying things and they aren't even my words. They're the words of the coaches I had. So I feel like sometimes I'm just a speaker from the past speaking the the words of all my various coaches along the way.
You're transmitting knowledge, which is a good thing.
Trying to.
That's what coaches like to have. At least I think so. So how has this bunch been? I mean, you've got two senior captains sitting next to you. I can tell they like each other. They're going to be successful. They're already, you already know they're going to play in college, which is a huge thing to me. And how's that been?
Well, this group has been wonderful. I'd say I've enjoyed this year. I don't really want to say that I enjoyed it more than all the years in the past. But
every year's different.
Every year's different, and this year I would be very hard pressed to pick a year or group that I enjoyed more. This group has been fun to be around. I've appreciated the way they've played, the way they've worked together. Just really, you know, we've had issues along the way, but very minor, and overall very pleased with this group.
Now, one of the things I heard was about the fielding. The fields are all uneven and everything, and I know you've been over to FCC with their turf field. Is that something that we should be looking forward to, hopefully in the future, to try to have turf fields for baseball?
I hope not.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm in the minority or not. I'm okay with the hops. I think it's part of the game. As long as the grass gets mowed, have at it. We'll smooth the dirt out as best we can, and hopefully grass is at a reasonable level, and we'll just play ball. And it's okay. They hop for both sides, and as long as these guys put their bodies in front of it, certainly doesn't hurt from the dugout where I'm watching, and then they can get their outs, and we're all happy.
What kind of weather would you prefer in the spring?
98 and humid. Right, Colby?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
The boys give me a little bit of a hard time. I definitely prefer the heat.
Why? Why is it that you prefer the heat?
I would rather sweat than shiver. But okay. These guys kind of are laughing and scoffing at me. They give me a little bit of a hard time for – we have a team rule that they very much like, that they can't wear short sleeves until I do. And I seem to always be behind their schedule on when I do that. So.
How much fun, though, have you had with coaching this year? They seem like a real nice bunch.
This year has been wonderful. I have been very happy with this group. And I don't think I've left practice games upset with the way they have approached the game or played the game or handled themselves outside of just a very small handful of times, which far less than in the past. I'm very pleased with the way these guys have kind of led the group to be a put a product on the field that I've been happy with. Our record is not as good as it has been from years past, but as far as the way we've played, I've walked away from the vast majority of our games very pleased with the
and product. You've still got playoffs, so
absolutely.
That's what really ends up making the difference, right?
Sure.
So when you get ready for playoffs, what's the hardest thing to do?
Well, playoffs come around prom season, and the weather's turned nice. And the hardest thing in years past has been to keep the players' attention on and effort and focus on practice, mm-hmm. getting ready to go and being up and excited to be there day after day after day. And I don't think that's actually going to be that big of a deal this year. I think it's going to be something that happens very nicely.
Well, you have two team captains. Both of them are going to be playing baseball in college, which I still think is incredible. Have they been, just for that fact, I mean, that's known to their teammates. Does that help their teammates?
Well, I think it's more things that Max kind of says that he doesn't even realize is the reason that he shows that example. You asked him about third base and guys watching him do it. It's that 500th ground ball and on a cold, wet, disgusting practice where he still moves his feet and comes through the ball. He mentioned that, you know, he comes through the ball just in passing, but the things that these guys don't realize, and there's other seniors and juniors that have taken leadership roles too, where when they are taking their reps and whatever they're doing, when they see that they've been at it for 20 minutes and here's another one of the same thing, and Max comes through the ball with his feet, or there's a bad hop on the ground, and, you know, it's what it is, and he still gets in front of it and knocks it down. or he makes a bad throw and Colby blocks it instead of just waving his glove out and letting it go. Those are the things that, those are contagious. When the younger guys see that kind of thing, that's the expectation. It helps the coaching staff when they go correct the next guy who doesn't do that. They watch guys like this do that. They watch guys in the outfield get behind the ball and come forward. It's just little things, the details of how to do it right. And they demonstrate it most of the time without even realizing it, which is excellent.
Well, I want to ask you as a coach, how does it make you feel when you get a player that goes on to college and plays at the next level, and maybe even the level after that?
Well, I've never had the level after that.
Not yet.
But it's great. I mean, this is one of those things that you play until someone tells you you can't. And for the vast majority of folks, that comes pretty soon in life. So it's nice to kind of follow them and pay attention to how they're doing. Nothing makes you smile more than when you get that random text message from one of your guys telling you about how something's going at the next level, no matter what it is. Even if it's co-ed softball, intramural softball at whatever university, I love hearing from them. It's just nice to have that relationship kind of down the road.
For the younger players that you've got, and you said you've had a lot of sophomores playing this year and so forth, When they've got two senior cat team captains like this, they know they're going to go to college and play. But I think that's a pretty good example for them, for them to sit there and look at, you know, if I try hard, maybe I can do the same thing, you know. And has that been what you've seen so far?
I see our young guys model what they're doing, I think, more than even these guys recognize. And it's, like I said, it's the smaller things they do. It's that they do the things right. And I hope they're looking at them saying, hey, he does it right, and they see the success they have on the field. And whether that's a kind of looking forward to what they're going to do next, or that's hopefully what they're seeing them accomplish now, and just recognizing that that's the next step in improving themselves. And both, one or the other, I don't know. But either way, the older group does a really nice job.
When you were a player, did you ever think you'd come back and coach?
I don't know. I think, I don't think that was ever in the cards. Obviously it was. I just didn't know about it. I started coaching with Phil Rhodes over at Frederick, and to be honest, I was at a teacher training session and ended up at his table and started chatting, came on staff with him. One of the first few years I started teaching. And I don't think until that conversation I had really processed that that's something I wanted to do.
But it kind of was in the plans for you to do it.
Apparently so, which is great. Life's funny that way, but, you know.
It is indeed.
Thanks in the world to Phil for that.
Max, I'm going to get back to what I was just talking about with your coach. Now, you know, you've got a ways to go yet. You know that. Would you want to come back and coach?
I mean, I've considered it because I want to pass what I learned from all my coaches over the years to the next generation. I have little brothers that play baseball, so it'd be nice to be able to pass that to other players down the road that need that knowledge and need that teaching and that example, and I just would like to coach maybe down the road.
As a team captain, a lot of what you do is coaching, though, isn't it?
I think it's more of just leading and being the leader for the guys, just kind of being an example, role model for them, what to do, to hustle, to never just walk to where you need to go, just hustle. Like coach says, get equipment. You first want to grab the equipment. You're not telling, you do it.
Teamwork.
Just more of a teamwork and be more of an example to everybody else.
Colby, would you want to come back and coach?
I think I'd probably be the same. I'll think about it.
Your coach says he didn't think about it at all.
Yeah.
Until after he was done, and then it just kind of hit him, and that's the way it went. But
yeah, I mean, I'm already finding myself coaching my little nephew. I already taught him how to throw stuff, and unfortunately, now it's starting to be a little pain when he won't stop throwing everything around the house. But maybe I'll get a baseball in his hand eventually. And
how old is he?
He's 3. And
that's pretty young.
he throws it pretty hard, which is sometimes a pain, but it's fine. And as far as becoming a baseball coach, I there's times where I kind of find myself coaching, maybe like other people playing first. I'll let them know how to help them a little bit. So it might be a possibility for me too.
Well, what you've done so far as to advising and being leaders, has that been rewarding for you? I'll start with Max.
I feel like it has, because over time being in that leadership role, you develop and keep developing the leadership qualities that you need in life to be successful, to help be successful. And doing it just constantly gets you in that routine of being that guy that leads and that guy that helps everybody. And I feel like that's definitely advanced me in my life today.
Max?
Well, I thought about it a little while ago where, you know, being an underclassman, remembering what the seniors were telling us, like trying to help us, and then being a senior now, you're trying to let everyone know as much as they possibly can to help them for next year when you're not there anymore.
And I'm going to ask your coach something. Coach, I've always thought that one of the best things for a coach is when you're trying to teach something and you see it happen. You see it click. Am I right?
Absolutely.
And have you had that experience much this year?
I'd say so. They do a good job. The boys have worked. They've worked their tails off. It's been nice.
On that note, I'm afraid we're out of time. So I want to thank our guests, Max Proctor, pitcher and third baseman for the Oakdale Bears baseball team, and Colby Johnson. Is Colby Johnson correct? Plays first base and outfield, and Coach Sam Mills of the Oakdale Bears. This has been Frederick County Sports Weekend, brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy. It's with Ed Lilly and Pete McLeod. I'm Ed Lilly. Pete will be back next week. I hope you enjoyed listening, and we'll tune in again next week. We wish you guys the best. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Our pleasure, and we hope everyone has a wonderful day. Thank you for listening.